was a confidence booster, surely. The boys played brilliant. We didn't expect it to be like that at all. We thought it would be a much closer affair, like, but lucky we played well.
Yeah, because that was the thing about going into that game, and this, that's the thing about this competition. The kind of the opposition are a little unknown.
Oh, we're going into blind. We had no games before. We didn't have many games before, and I'm sure they were the same. But we didn't know, couldn't judge it off a league or anything. So, you know, we were going into, as I said, blind. But thankfully, we done well anyway.
Got off to a good start, and I suppose the first goal really settled you, didn't it?
Aye, well, right from the jump, Kevin caught the jump and went and scored a point, and I thought that made a shook us a wee bit the first 10 seconds or so, whatever, and especially myself in for the toss. But we seemed to, we took it well, and first half display was even good, was 1-10-4 or whatever, and we throttled on then the second half.
Yeah, a lot of good performance, but then there a lot of hard work put into this, wasn't there?
Aye, there was a lot of hard work, surely. Like, Gary and the boys have us drilled perfectly, like, and I was probably, obviously, everything fell into place so correctly, like, and tactics and all went so well. So,
because Gary is big on tactics, isn't he? Big on small things, I suppose, and small things make the big difference.
And then there's not much Gary doesn't know. He's pages and everyone, like, so. Aye, Gary's brilliant, and even the boys with him, like, he's Francie and me, Michael Boyle and McGee, and I'm just surrounded with knowledge, like.
What was the mood like in the dressing room afterwards?
Oh, it was brilliant. I was just where everyone was buzzing, the speaker going, music up, just that. Because going into the game, we were all kind of, everyone was nervous, and there was a lot of boys, it was their first big game, championship games in Celtic Park, double header, it was packed out, and towards the even end of the game, and it was a full house. And
yeah. Any regrets that you didn't go with the seniors? Obviously, you'd be there or thereabouts as well.
No, look, I think I made the right decision. I'm happy enough with it and enjoying it now and getting plenty of game time and just keep giving it that enjoy.
This is a stupid question in many ways. How big a boost was it for Niall O'Donnell to declare for you?
Big boost. Like, even coming in, we didn't know if we were going to have him or not, even coming into a week out of the game, like, and he comes back and he scored 1-12, so says it all early there.
Yeah. Talk to me about Derry. We mentioned earlier, obviously, that maybe there are some teams that you might know something about, but Derry probably are one team that you would have, because you've played them quite a bit at in recent years.
We came across Derry in the league last year at minors, and then come championship, then it was nearly a completely different side that played us in the league. Just with their colleges and one thing and another, but they're always strong championship side.
The genie's out of the bottle, is it, as far as Donegal is concerned, or has Gary a few more tricks up his sleeve? I'm sure.
Oh, Gary always has tricks up his sleeve. Hey, I'm enjoying it now. A good turnaround game every week's hard to beat, like.
Well, Enda, obviously now looking forward to a semi-final against Derry after the big win over Cavan.
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking forward to the game now on Sunday. A lot of preparation going to do. You know, we're not going to look any more forward other than this game on Sunday now. And, just good to get off to a good start. You know, it's a new competition and it's open, so it's hard to find out about your opposition. And
obviously, pretty emphatic yesterday. You know, a massive score, really. You know, it clocked up a great score. Very little wrong with the performance.
Yeah, well, we clocked up a big score, yeah, but we're not going to think very much about that now. It's just a matter of knuckling down now and forgetting about that. That's in the past, and just concentrating now in the game on Sunday in Derry, and hopefully we can clock up the same performance again.
Yeah. I suppose you had, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks to prepare for Cavan. Now you've only just got, what, the 5 or 6 days to prepare for it?
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks. We had a couple of weeks to meet up, but, you know, with the competition in hand now, it's kind of hard to get everyone together for training, but with colleges and stuff and not being able to train at certain points of the year, but hopefully we're going to look forward now to Sunday.
Yeah, obviously the atmosphere in the dressing room was good afterwards, I'm sure.
It was great, you know. It was great just to get off to one and start the front foot down and send out a message to the rest of the country, so it was good to get off to a good start.
Because as you said at the outset there, you know, it was hard to know where you were at or where the opposition is at. That's the thing about this competition, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't know what they're like going into the competition. Haven't seen them play before. You have no information on them. So it's kind of hard, but we have a week to prepare now for the Derry match, and we're going to be very well prepared for the hope anyway.
Obviously, Derry, you would probably know a little bit more about them than Cavan, in the sense that you played them in the minor final, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, they're probably the second best team in Ulster now at our age group. They could beat them last year in the All Ireland final against Kerry, and they ran us short in the our Ulster final in 2016. So they're definitely a team on the up, like, and no doubt they'll bring hell to leather for the whole match. So
obviously huge commitment, and we've heard of the serious commitment that's required at the moment, and Gary McDade is asking for even an extra commitment, obviously.
No, well, you know, everyone knows what's involved in the inter-county setups now, like. You don't come on unless you know what's involved, so it's just a normal commitment. Everyone knows what you have to put in to get out of it.